practical, just going through, I hope, is the effort of trying to touch on all of the important halachos, starting in Shin Chaf, Ches, excuse me, from Sif Chaf through Lamed Zayin. And let's begin with two Gemaras, one on Daf Nun Amud Aleph in Shabbos, and the other on Kuf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, which will take us into the sugya of Yichud Kli. So Gemara tells us, in regards to Charyos Shel Dekel, this appears 10 lines from the top on Nun Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbi Rachana Tamei Durav, Charyos Shel Dekel. You have these palm branches, Shegodron Le'etzim, they were originally cut off for firewood. V'nimlach alein li yeshiva, and then one changed one's mind and wants to use it as a bench. In order to be able to do that, tzarech lekasher, you need to do a maisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer ein tzarech lekasher. He says that one does not need to do a maisa. Okay, so that's the Gemara on Nun Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the Beis, the Rambam in the Ein Mishpat, the Rambam paskins like that shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's another Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hei on the Beis. Of course, the Beis Yosef quotes all of this. There, the Gemara in regards to Avonim deals with the following case. Dichiasa Rav Dimi, it's about 20 lines from the top on Kuf Chaf Hei on the Beis. Amar Rav Chanina v'Amri La Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav Chanina Pamachas Halach Rebbi L'makom Echad. He went and he found a pile of stones. Go out, and it's enough for you to set aside in your mind that we're going to sit on them. So the common denominator of both these sugyas is you have something that's muktzah machmas gufay, and you want to be able to use it on Shabbos. V'lo yitzrichin l'Rabbi Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yitzrichin Rabbi L'Maisa. So Machlokes of what Rebbe wanted. What Maisa did Rebbe want, if we assume that Rabbi Yochanan is right? Amar lehu Rebbe Ami, Amar tzu v'limdum. He said, go out and set them up. Amar Ravasi, Amar tzu v'shifshifum. And Ravasi said he wanted them to be shaved down. So what we're going to do is jump straight into the Shulchan Aruch, and then see how the Shulchan Aruch deals with both of these sugyas, even though I was happy to see that many of the Avrichim were pounding out the Beis Yosef. Let's see what we have in the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. Zok Dehilgim Mechaber, Simin Shin Ches, Sif Chaf. Chariyah Shel Dekel, Sheketzatzam L'Sreifa, Muktzim Heim. These are another example of Muktzim Vachas Gufay, V'asa L'Taltlam. Yashav Aleim Ma'at Mebayt Yoyim. If you sat on them a little bit during the day, mutter leishev aleim b'shabbos, then that's enough. Just a little bit of a shtamshus, that's enough to transform the charyos shel dekel. V'kol shekeinim ksharan leishev aleim. Certainly, if you did a maisa, so then you've changed the status. Onchi shev aleim b'od yon leishev aleim afilu b'chol. So the Gemara bore this out, and that's the psak according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't even need to do a maisa when it comes to Charyos Shel Dekel. So Charyos Shel Dekel, all you need to do is to be choshev aleihem mibod yom, and that would be enough. The Mechaber, based on the Ran and others, immediately goes on and contrasts this with the Gemara that we read on Kuf Chaf Hei Amibes. Aval nidbach shel avonim, afal pi shechoshev alov mibod yom, aser leishev. Elam ken limdum. So when it comes to nidbach shel avonim, that's different. Even if you had decided beforehand, Rabbi Yochanan told us that Rebbe wasn't satisfied with just deciding to use it. In contrast to Charyos Shel Dekel, that we saw that you could do any type of preparation, even a mental preparation. However, when it comes to nidbach shel avonim, so even if you're choshev alam bod yom, the halacha is elam ken limdum, you have to set them aside. Some disagree. They say we're going to have to paskin like the Havamin of Das Rebbe. Didin Avonim Kidin Charyos. That there's no difference between the Avanim and Charyos. Interestingly, the Ramah concludes with Chayim Igar. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Tzadi that all the Achronim disagree. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that we are going to have two different categories of Nidbach Avanim and Charyos. What is the difference between the two? And what does that tell us in terms of Halacha L'maisa? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Peizayin, Aval Nidbach V'atam, the Charyos Ika Dekayma Yeshiva, V'Ika Dekayma Le'etzim. This is the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah, and this is how most of Poskim assume, that Charyos are vague. Charyos, when they're cut off, the dekel is cut off, some of it is used for firewood, some of it is used for sitting. V'kan lo nesru el mepnei machshavtam shekatzan l'sreifa. Really, these shouldn't be muktzeh at all, because 50% of the time it's used for that purposes. However, the Gemara said that it had been cut off for sreifa. U'mepnei kach, and then if you have something that is vague, so then machsheves yeshiva motziah michshavas sreifa, then all you need is that chashiva. Avon nidbach shel avonim, but when it comes to the stones, leka dekoy li yeshiva. They're not used at all for sitting. Lefichach ein machshava mo'ila lalasus kli, v'tzarech maisa lochiach shehen li yeshiva. One is going to need to do a maisa to prove that one is using it for yeshiva. So then, that maisa is going to be the sidur, or we had seen that shifshuf as well is going to be acceptable. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes the halacha in the end of Sifkat and Penizayin. V'imkein, be'etzim shalanu she'enu amit b'shum pan liyeshiva el asaka. But when it comes to our etzim, so then it's only, that are only used for asaka, so then in such a case, then the halacha would not be like the dekel of the Shulchan Aruch. One would need to do a maisa. So if you take a look at our outline over here, so we have a few different things in the italics before we get to the more complicated cases. We try, b'siyata d'shmaya, to go mehakala lakaved. To first have clear what is the dinim in the Gemara, what's the basic dinim in the poskim, and then we'll go to the gray. But it's always good to start with the white and the black. So in terms of the white and the black, mikrim shechishev aleim b'od yom umoel, if you think about something and that's enough in terms of removing it from muktzah, so that we saw is si'ifchaf, something that's vague and could go in both directions, so then that would be enough to be Masalek Mukta. However, when it comes to cases that a Maisa Koldahu is necessary, that's in regards to Nidbach Shalavanim. There one is going to need a Maisa, and Machshava is not going to be enough. Why? Because when it comes to Nidbach Shalavanim, so that before Shabbos is entirely different than the Charyos Shel Dekel. It's Avonim is classic Muktzah Machmas Gufo. And therefore, you're going, Machshava is not going to be enough. You're going to need to do a Maisa. What is an example of these two categories? So we have in, actually, we're Zocha to be marching towards Shavuos. So in Hilchos Shavuos, there is actually a very practical, beautiful example of this halacha. If you take a look on the first page on the other side of the outline. So over there, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah says the following about what you cut off grass and flowers for Shavuos. So then, in such a case, it's not going to be muktzah. It's not going to be muktzah. Where exactly is it in Mishnah Berurah? In Taf Tzadi Dalet Tes. So here he says, Vafilum osan asavim ein ru'in. L'maychol behema, the grass is not roy l'maychol behema. Kivan shechashav aleim ibod yom shari l'taltala kimo shekasav simin shin chaf sifchaf. Like we see in shin ches chaf, it's charyos shel dekel. So Rabbi said this would be a good halach l'maysa example. Actually, if you had asked me last year to answer the shaila, I would have been slow. I wouldn't have been so convinced. But because that was because I didn't do these halachos of Charyos Shel Dekel well prior. But this year, maybe we'll be able to answer the question properly. When it comes to Charyos Shel Dekel, so there you have something that's vague, can go in both directions. Flowers also vague, go both directions. Therefore, if you cut it off before Shavuos, so then that would be something that all you need is machshava. Clearly, your machshava was when you cut it off before Shavuos to use it. So then, in such a case, even though we intuitively think muktzah machmas gufo, automatically we're entirely pushed away from it, the halacha would be, it's mefurish in Mishnah Berurah, that it would be mutter. So even if for whatever reason you forgot to put it, you weren't able to put it up on Yom Tov, leaving aside the halacha's a boneh of putting it up on the wall and so on and so forth, but in terms of Hilchos Muksa, that would be mutter. So that's a gishmaka example of this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah just spells out in Sifkatan Pei Gimel that Chariyo Shel Dekel, based on the Mechaber, you don't even need to do a Machshava at all. Simply to have sat on it once, if you're using the Chariyo Shel Dekel to sit on, that would be enough to remove the Muktzah as well. Because when it's something that's vague, then that's going to be Mutter. Similarly, Halacha Lemaisa Lemaisa, if you take a look in Dirshu 104, they quote the Sefer Dror Yikra. What a great Sefer. What a great name for a Sefer. On page 104, they quote Rav Yashiv as dealing with the following case. What happens if you have a telephone that's broken and the kids want to use it, the kids want to use that phone as a toy? So all you need is for Shabbos, the kids have once to have played with it, or to have been chishev aleim before. Why? Because it's normal. What happens to a telephone after it's broken? Either it gets thrown out, or the kids turn it into their toys. So that, Rav Yashiv claimed, is another example of Char Yoshel Dekel. So we have two applications of Char Yoshel Dekel that would be mutter. And then we have Sif Chaf Aleph. Those were mikrim that need a mais and a machshava. Those are instances where those items are normally not used for that, like avanim. Then we go to Sif Chaf Beis. Sif Chaf Beis introduces a new concept. Even though the title that's generally used for these halachos is yichud for kli yishtamshus, here we're going to be introduced to the concept of yichud. Notice we haven't had the concept of yichud up until now. Sif Chaf Beis. Also the chasos pi chavis be'evin or be'bikas. You're not allowed to take an evin to use as a doorstopper. Asur. Even if you thought about it beforehand, it's going to be asur. In my mind, that is why I got confused between the Shavuos case and the doorstopper, because I learned that the halacha was that when it comes to a doorstopper, so that you're not allowed, simply to be chishev is not enough. So the answer is that evin is going to be worse than those things, because flowers that you cut off, it's often common for your purpose to use in the house. However, rocks are not that way. Afal pi shechishev aleim mebod yom asur, elim kein yichda lakach la'olam. The only way it will be acceptable is if you are miyachid it that way forever. If you are miyachid it forever, so then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Here there is a machlekes rishayim, as the Be'er Hagola himself points out, that there are some who say that it's not going to be enough to be miyached. Take a look at the Beis, the Mordechi. It's quoted by the Darach Moshe as well. Some say it's not enough to be miyached, but halacha lemaisa, rov poskim paskin like the first daya. That's the Pashas of the Tour and others. Then when it comes to the case of Chavis Be'evan, so then simply being Miyachid is going to be enough. There are those who say that even Yichud for one Shabbos is going to be enough, while there are others who disagree and say that one needs to be Miyachidit La'olam. And this is how we paskin Lichatchila, that one should be Miyachid La'olam. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tzadi Zayin says that even though that is lechatchila, the sagi biyuchu l'shabbos achas. Every once in a while, the person doesn't intend to use the rock as a door holder for more than one Shabbos. So he comes to you and now asks, oh, wait a second, I heard that you're supposed to do yichud la'olam, so bidi eved, it would be acceptable. However, if you're taking a rock, then clearly what you should do is be miyachidit forever. Why? Because if you're not miyachidit forever, so then in such a case, you're really not transforming the chefza. Remember, we saw that an evin is very different than a char yoshel dekel. Hence, most rishonim hold that one would need to be miyachid la'olam in order for it to work. It would seem to me that the reason why yichud la'olam works over here in Sif Chaf Beis, while it's not mentioned in Sif Chaf Aleph, is because the nidbach shel avanim are just a pile of stones. They're a pile of stones that Rebbe is passing by, and Rebbe decides that he wants to sit to sit on them. Rebbe's going to leave. Rebbe's not going to stick around. So then in such a case, then you're going to need a Maisa. However, if you have one stone that you decide that you're going to use forever, so then in such a case, Yichud is going to work. That's just Vahamevin Yavin. Some of the Avreichim had asked me, I left it off with a Tzarachim with them yesterday, what's the difference between Sifchav Aleph and Sifchav Beis? The answer, I think, is that Sifchav Beis is talking about where you have a stone that you're deciding that you're going to use forever, and you're being miyached, you're transforming it. The Avanim, in the case of Rebbe, Rebbe wasn't transforming it. He's just using it. It's a nidbach shel Avanim. It's just a pile of stones. So then in such a case, being miyached wouldn't be enough, particularly according to those Rishonim who hold that you need to be miyached la'olam. Being miyached for that Shabbos is not going to be enough. So halacha l'maisa, there is a fundamental difference between the nidbach shel Avanim and that case. Now this is the most practical halacha in terms of dealing with turning a muktzah machmas gufo item into an item that is not muktzah machmas gufo, at least as presented by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. So if you take a look in Perek Chof, Sif Mem Dalid, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says as follows, Dover shu bichlal muktzah machmas gufo, this is on the third page, something that is muktzah machmas gufo, v'asur l'taltalo, im yichdo mebod yom, v'shimush kavua amuter b'shabbos, if you designate it for a shimush kavua, mutal taltalo, then you're allowed to be metaltal. V'dayli yichudo b'machshava. So this is something that's yours, and you're turning it into something else. So then yichud is going to be enough. So in general, Rabbos say that's what one should do. One should be miyached, and then machshava is going to be enough. V'imu davar shiragilu mishtamish bo kamo shuhu, what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is referring to is the chiluk that the Ran brings in regards to those things that are normally used for a Maisa Heter. For example, look back into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Vahani Mili, four lines into page 216, Vahani Mili B'davar Shein Darkal Yachta L'kach, Kagon Hani Damar. Those things that are not normal to use the rock for. Aval b'chol midi d'orcha v'achi, k'gol nefzoa bo'egozim b'yichud l'shabbos achas sagi. If you are going to use it to break walnuts, that's already common. So then you don't need a full transformation. Since it's already common, then yichud is going to be enough for that Shabbos. So this, Rabosai, is the basic set of rules. We have sifchaf, sifchaf aleph, sifchaf beis, sifchaf are those things that are entirely vague. So then in such a case, all you need is to be choshev, that you're going to use it for the Shabbos. Sifchaf aleph are those things that are hardly ever used, and it's not even yours to be miyached. You're going to be leaving for the next Shabbos. So that's nidbach shel avanim. So then in that case, then you need to do a maisa. Sifchaf beis is when those things that are yours that you want to decide forever not to use for its muktzah machmas gufo purpose as a muktzah item, but to use it for a kli, as some type of function, so then if you're miyachid it la'olam, that will be acceptable. If it's a muktzah machmas gufo that people sometimes use for that maisa, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to just be miyachid it for Shabbos, and that would be acceptable. So all this is borne out in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Again, what the Avrichim had discussed in the Beis Medrash, so Sif Chaf Aleph really doesn't come up very often. It's not even discussed in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. In general, what comes up is Sif Chaf Beis, where one is miyachid. The best thing to do is to be miyachid it la'olam, and then that would suffice in almost all instances. I say almost, because there is a Ramah in Simin Shin Yud Sif Ches. Take a look at the Ramah in Shin Yud Sif Ches. And interestingly, I didn't see on this page the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mention it. However, I did see Rav Shlomo Zalman make reference to it in a different context. And that is, we already pointed out that Sif Ches, it should say Zion. It's a mistake in my outline. If you take a look in Sif Zion, four lines from the bottom of page 226, the Ramah says to us as follows: Asur letaltal kishel mois. It's prohibited to carry a wallet or a money pouch. Even though the money has been taken out, you have to make a hole in it. In other words, show that you're not interested in using it for money, and then in such a case, you're being mesalik it from its yichud ma'os. So there are times that there are things that have already been designated as muksa machmas gufo, then you're going to need to do a maisa, according to the Ramah, one is going to, based on Golas Maimini, one's going to need to do a maisa to change its status. In contrast to the Evan that was muksa machmas gufo that you want to use as a doorstopper. So the Evan from Sheshes Yimei Breishis was an Evan. However, if you have a muksa item that is muksa machmas gufo because it was fashioned, Yerabosai, it was fashioned as a muksa machmas gufo, then you need to fashion it in a different manner. So that doesn't appear in Si'ifim Chof, Chof Aleph, and Chof Beis, but if it's been fashioned as a muksa machmas gufo, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that one needs to undo it. Now, the kis, whether it's a muksa machmas gufo or klisha malachta lisser, is a big machloikis. It's a machloikis Ramah Magen Avram. Either way, whether you could formulate whether it was fashioned as a klisha malachta lisser or a muksa machmas gufo, then according to Ramah, it needs to be transformed. Okay, so there's really four different categories. There's sifchaf, there's sifchaf aleph, there's sifchaf beis, and there's the Ramah in simin shin yud, sif zayin. Those are the four different categories. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm sorry, Rav Ben, I'll just take you your ha'ara shortly. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was asked if something that's a pretty common shaila, whether it falls into category number four. The shaila that was asked to him was, if you take a look on page Yud Aleph, shaila Beis, this is from Rav Badner Sefer, Kli Shemalachto Le'iser. If you have a Kli Shemalachto Le'iser, Sheyichto Leheter. Maybe someone could give me a good example. You have a klisha malachta l'iser, and you want to be miyachid et leheter. Ha'im tzarech maisi yichud kidin kis haniskar b'simin shin yud. Odil mosavik ilay b'yichud ba'olam. Is it enough to be miyachid it? Is it like simin shin ches sif chav beiz? Or is it like the Ramah, simin shin yud sif zayin? V'hamevin yavin, that according to the simple reading of the Ramah, it would be hard to be mechalek between the two, because the Chura, the Ramah holds, the kiss is klin shem lachtul iser, close parentheses, leaving the Amevin Yavin aside. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked, bottom line, in practical terms, Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked, if you have a klin shem lachtul iser, that's used generally le iser, so what's halacha, Rabbosai? Let's remind ourselves. You have a klin shem lachtul iser that's sometimes used le heter. What's halacha? Are you allowed to move it? Mechamel etzel? No. We had that was Mufurish in the Mishnah Berurah, very, very important Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Katan Yud, in Shin Ches, that the halacha is that even if Rov Melachto is Isser, and it has a Miut Leheter, it's still Klisha Melachto Leisser. So then you'd only be allowed to lose it, move it, Letzar Gufa, Letzar Lekamos. So now, you're not going to be able to use this hammer. But what happens if you decide that the hammer, you want to use it only for Dvarim Amutarim? You got a much better hammer. And now you're going to use this hammer, liftzoa boegozim. So do you need to do a maisa to it? The Ramah told us that you need to do a maisa on the kis. Do you need to do a maisa to it? So the answer to that question is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. That one does not need to do a maisa. Yichud ba'alma is going to be acceptable, and therefore it falls into the category of sif chafez rebbe.
How is that different than the case of the telephone that we saw in Rebbe?
Okay. How right? No. So there is a good answer. I think Rav Yashu, the two mechutanim could work with each other, and the answer is as follows: that when it comes to telephone, that became broken. So the chayfetz itself is not the same chayfetz. In contrast to the hammer is a fully functional hammer. It's just that you bought a better hammer, and that would be l'chura difference between the two. Since it's always kedai. My Rebbe, Reb Braunspiegel, they have Rafu Shem, always, one of the things he taught me was that's kedai and shir every once in a while to have a commercial. So here goes. There's a great maisala with Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashiv. It actually is about their daughter, who was the Rebbetzin here in Beit Vegan, Reb Israel Orbach, Shlita's wife, I believe, Leah Orbach. So story goes that she went to buy sunglasses, and the optician suggested to her that that she get glasses that changes from sunglasses to regular glasses when you go inside. What's it called in English?
Transitions.
That he suggested she buy transitions, and he saw that she was deciding yes, no. She couldn't make up her mind, so he asked her, "Why can't you make up your mind?" So she said, "Well, there's some who say that it's aser." So she said, "Okay," so she said, "Well, my father says it's aser, and my father-in-law says it's mutter." And so the fellow says, "So why don't you ask a Rav?" And she was a little stuck there. Rav Yashin and Rav Orbach disagree. And it's your father and your father-in-law. So then, Rav David? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I have a question.
Yes. Yeah.
On the Shavuos.
The goal of the commercial was to get you to forget the questions. That was the goal. Yeah, go ahead. That I also learned from Rav Branchfield. Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah said that on Shavuos he has to, because it was Hosheva for him. If we're talking about flowers, for instance, there are only uses to decorate. Why do I need to be kosher at all?
No, the answer is that a flower starts off as muktzah machmas gufa.
Why? I don't understand. When I cut flowers, what am I cutting them for?
You want to say you did the maisa already? Lu yitzur. Let's say I picked up branches that had just fallen off the. Are you saying that you did a maisa or you did a chishev? What are you saying? If you're saying you did a maisa, I hear what you're saying. I hear the question. So then I would say, so what happens if you didn't do a maisa?
No, I'm really asking. I don't see why it's machmas gufo. Flowers are grown for decoration. You cut them, put them in
place. Half I think of the percentage of flower in the world that actually make their way into a house is about 10% of all the flowers that grow in the world.
Just because you're outside.
Yeah. Most, I think so.
The Rus is a sudden, not prophet. He's talking about right. just stam greenery.
Stam
not
greenery.
Like
okay. Ain't fanami. I think you could be mefalpel in flowers as well, but ain't a fanami. Bottom line is that the flowers are not mukta also. That's the bottom line. Even though, by the way, some of the Avreichim showed me, the Felds showed me that there are the older mukta books still passing that the flowers are mukta. But for sure, Lechura, the Mishnah Berurah, this Mishnah Berurah is going to help us with that case. With that case as well. Yeah, let's see.
Just in terms of this shed that was asked to Shul Zalman, that's one of their partners.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this also that someone asked the Chazon Shul Shabbos called Nochah Shabbos. I don't really understand the math. If by a Klisha Malach of the Isser, Yichud Olam is Sagi, then shouldn't it be that we're Pasha that for, if for something which is Muktzah Machmas Gufo, we say that Yichud Olam is works, then a Klisha Malach of the Isser, which is more Kal, shouldn't it be Pasha that Yichud Olam should work?
Why should you
require a Maisa there, but not by...
So you're saying that Psach is Pasha?
No,
it's not a Kasha. Right?
No, I saw the same question. I don't understand the question. Before.
You don't understand the Halamina?
Yeah.
I wouldn't work too hard to figure out what Rav Bonner's Halamina was in the Shaiva. As long as the tshuva works, the Maisa. I hear your Svara. I could varf a Svara of why... Maybe it's different, but why do we need to do that? I don't think it's necessary. In other words, if I would see a posek say the way you said it, then that would sound good to me as well.
So is it possible to have a chazer for us the sivara of the Ramah? Why by the kiss? I mean, a wallet. It sounds like a wallet which is currently not holding money is the most chamer.
Right. So I wasn't amel on this enough, but my sense is as much more amel on the sifchav beis problem. That I made reference to before. But what it seems to me is that the kiss case is that since it was fashioned to be one thing, that is a klisha malach de l'isser, then you're going to need an active fashioning to change it. In contrast to something that by nature is a muktzah machmas gufo, so then that's what we were discussing in the case of shinchas.
So maybe that's also...
Ulai.
Maybe, if everyone's mind, that's also... Yeah. Now that we need to, maybe that's also the pshat and habamina.
Okay.
Because a klisha malach l'isser
was
fashioned.
It could be. That was what I was going to say. Hard. Yeah. Rav Yaakov, did I see that you had your hand? Okay. To say this. So let's go now to one more nekuda that comes out of this halacha, which is going to be really, really geshmak. which is also something that one every once in a while is going to come up. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Pei Beis, he raises a totally different issue about the Charya Shel Deko. We have our five categories clear, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings up a different issue. The Charya Shel Deko, we said, is Asa L'Taltan, that you're not allowed to be metaltal. Now the deal goes that the Charya Shel Deko you wanted to sit on. So what about sitting on it? The Mechaber said it's also to be metaltel if you weren't chashev before Shabbos. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on the first white line, avaleishev aleim kishein mezizim in mekom avadei shari. There should be no problem to sit on them. Why? Because we already learned that negia is mutter when it comes to mutza. Vafilu kishein mezizim al yedei yeshivaso. And what happens if you shake it while you're sitting on it? Mitzadei ramagav ram lahakel. Magen Avraham says that one can be mekel. The tiltul min atzad who calls man shem mezizim biyadayim. It's going to be fine in tiltul min atzad when you're not moving it with your hand. Rabosai, who's going to come along and say that this Magen Avraham lishitaso is wrong? The Chazon Ish. If you take a look, we're going to see twice. Hopefully, we're going to get to all of it today. We're going to see twice today in two classic sugyas the Chazon Ish lishitaso disagreeing. This is probably. I already said it to you that the way to teach Chazon Ish, this would be the perfect Chazon Ish to bring out as an example. The godless of the Chazon Ish, this is probably my favorite Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish over here, Lishitaso, in Simen Mem Zayin Sifkaton Yud Beis, the Chazon Ish on the top of the third column, first word on the column is Shchiva. The Chazon Ish says on the third line. So why does Magen Avraham say that you're allowed to? Because Magen Avraham says that you're allowed to lay down on straw, even though you're going to move the straw. So that we see that Tiltul Begufo is going to be mutter. But the Chazon Ish says, no, I disagree. Because I hold that the case of Tiltul Begufo, any time that you're doing it intentionally to move it, so then, or you're directly moving it, then in such a case, that's going to be Aser. And therefore, the Mardechi is correct against the Magen Avraham, that if you're going to be mazes, be shivaso, maker dedina, it's going to be mutter. The case of the Kash is a case of where you're laying down to sleep. And when you're laying down to sleep, so then, in such a case, the fact that you're doing a maisa shchiva is not being mazes it at all. One could be mefalpel within the Chazon Ish. What exactly is the difference between sitting down and moving the bench versus laying on top of the hay? But at the end of the day, definitely the Chazon Ish is lishitaso, and where he comes along and he disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah. Tov. So this ends Roman numeral 1. The halachas of yichud kli l'shtamshus. One more thing that's important. Another application of the heter of using the item even though you're not moving it is a beautiful pilpul that Rav Nevenzel Shlita has in the Biyitzchak Yikari 215. I will not say the pilpul, I will only say the halacha l'maisa. But for those of you who want to delve a little bit more into the topic, I would highly recommend that you take a look at it. Rav Nevenzel says that based on the above, that what we saw, that as long as you're not being mazes hadavar, then in such a case it's not going to be a problem to use it. He says, therefore, one would be allowed to use the washing machine on Shabbos. You'd be allowed to put clothes on top of the washing machine, and for that matter, if the door was open, to put the clothes inside the washing machine. Obviously, I'm not talking about to prepare for hachana to do the washing. That will be an isra of hachana. But there's no problem of using the muktzah item. So you have an example. First thing I looked up, I see all the tripod. So if you took if you wanted to hang your coat on top of a muktzah tripod, so then in such a case, that would be mutter. Because the only shayla is going to be mazes. the pilpul that Rav Nevinzal discusses is that in Beitza, the halacha is that you're not allowed to have hana'ah from mukzah. So then you need to be mefaltel, when is it that there is an isra hana'ah mukzah, and when is it that there is an isra tiltul? So Rav Nevinzal basically develops that there's tzvei dinim. There's a halacha called hana'ah, and there's a halacha called tiltul. And Ayin Shem, where he develops that beautifully, based on Amar Shah and others. Okay, so bottom line is that the isra is to be mazes, and maybe to be mazes, Bigufo is going to be mutter. That's the position among Avram. Chazanish says that if you know that when you sit down, I'm sort of being mazgir, Mesiach Lefitumi, explaining the chiluk between the Chazanish by the Kash and the Chariyah Shel Deko. If you know that when you sit down, that what you have to do is move the bench this way, move the bench that way, so then in such a case, then that's total Bigufo, that's going to be Yasser. When you're doing a Maisa Shechiva, and the Mela you touch the Kash, then in such a case, that is going to be mutter. So that ends B'siyata D'Shmaya, Yichud Kli L'Shtamshus, as well as the Halacha of being mazes. Topic number two is the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. And that is continuing on in Muktzah Machmas Gufo, are those food items that are no longer edible anymore, which become Muktzah. This appears in the Mishnah that says as follows. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ma'avirin Me'ala Shulchan Atzamos Uklipin. Beis Shammai says that you're allowed to remove from the table bones and peels. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Misalkin Es Atav L'Kula U'Minara. Beis Hillel says, no, you can't be metaltal this directly. This is going to be a problem of Mukta Machmas Gufo. Now, in terms of the names of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Gemara does a lot of analysis about who said what. Kiyadua, you have Machlokias. There are times where it's not clear whether Beis Shammai was the Machmer or the Mekel. We have all Maseches Idius about this, and there is a Taisus over here in Dibur Maschil Anu. Bottom line from the Sugya in terms of Halach Lemaisa is that the Shita that said that you can't be Metalkal Atzamos and Klipin is Psak Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in Simin Shin Ches Sif Katan Sif Chav Zayin Shin Ches Chav Zayin Atzamos. When it comes to bones, Shiruim LeKlavim, that dogs could eat. Uklipim Shiruim LeMichel Behema Uperurim She'em Bem Kizayis Mutar LaAvir Me'a Shulchan. Those things you're allowed to remove from the table. Why? Because there's still Ochel that's Ra'i LaAchila. It's not roi la adam. Doesn't matter. It's roi la behema. Therefore, it's mutter. Avolam ein aklipim ruim lemaichel behema. Aser letaltalam. Then one is not allowed to be metaltal. Ela minair es hatavla vehem noflim. This is what we spoke about in the past, called niur. We said that if you have a mukza item and you want to do tiltal minatzad, let's say tiltal minatzad being that you're going to carry the tablecloth, and the tablecloth is going to have food items on it that are real food, and it's going to have atzamos that are mamish mukza, so that would be tiltul min atzad, and that would be permissible. That would be the case of the even al pi achavis that we made reference to in the beginning of Perek Notel that we spoke about previously. However, if you're able to be mena'er, if you're able to shake off, so then in such a case, that comes first. To be mena'er comes first, and that's what we have in the Psak of the Halacha, El Menaris Atavla, Vehem Noflim. What's the reason that's mutter? Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan, Kuf Tes Vav. Kivan Delo Metaltalo B'Yadayim. Since he's not being metaltalit, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. What's the Halacha L'maisa in regards to bones today? So, Rav Nissim Karelitz, in the Chut Shani Chedek Gimel, Simin Samach, in Os Aleph, says that bones today that have marrow are still considered ra'ui lekelev. Certainly, even people today eat it. So then, most bones today would actually not be mukta, because there are many people that chew on bones. There are bones that don't have any marrow and so on and so forth that wouldn't be ra'ui even leklovim. But as long as it's ra'ui leklovim, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. We're going to see that Rav Nissim Karel says Lishitaso, that he says that you're going to use the Hagdaras of Chazal, that if in the time of Chazal these things were considered ra'ui, it was, and it's ra'i leklavim, so then in such a case even if people generally don't eat the marrow, nevertheless, it's going to be considered not muktzah. There are poskim who have a little more of a stringent view, but I think one could follow Rabbi Nissim's heter. There's more to say about this. The reference that I made, Lushitaso, there's more room to be mefalpel, but we'll leave it with that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Kuf Tezvav then gets us to a very, very practical shaila. And that is, what happens if you have things that are on the table that are clearly mukza? Again, there are some poskim who will disagree with Rav Nissim Karelis. They would say that the fact that there's a little bit of marrow, today the people don't give it to the dogs, people don't eat it, and then you're going to have real mukza on the table. So what is one to do? So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes a taz. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaton Kuf Tezvav is required reading. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu adin, im ma'avira al yidei dover acher. So we said that you're allowed to take the tablecloth, and you have three options, Rabbo Sai, three options. Option number one, and the lechatchila, is to be mena'er. That's what we had in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you can't be mena'er? For example, if you're in the regular case of you're in a dining room, so to be mena'er onto the floor, we're going to see that the poskim say that that's not even considered an option of mena'er. If the place that it's going to fall onto is also going to be disturbing, then there isn't a requirement to do niur in such a case. So what will you do? You'll take the tablecloth, you'll carry it with the non-muksa items, and that will be considered total minatzad, and then you're allowed to take it to the garbage, and now your garbage is muksa, and now you have a new shayla with the garbage. But leaving aside the problem with the garbage now, but that would be a heter way to be metalto. However, as many of you know, that's a much more complicated way of being metalto. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz gives us option number three. V'hu adidim ma'avirim al-yidei dover acher, k'goyin shu megaro isam al-yidei sakin min ha-mapir, that you're allowed to push it with a knife. The mutter imutzarach liyishtamish b'makom shemunach shamat samas v'aklipin. Oh, here is a glorious application of tiltul minatzad litzayrich dover hamutter. We learned that tiltul minatzad is not mutter if it's litzarach dover aser, but this is litzarach dover hamutter. I'm using a knife, pushing away the bones because I want to set the table tomorrow for tomorrow's meal. So then in such a case, that is Letzarech Davar HaMutter, and that's going to be acceptable. This is the Mishnah Berurah quoting a Taz. However, the Chazon Ish L'shitaso in Sifkaton Yudalid comes along and he says, all right, I now have a new posek that I'm disagreeing with. I'm going to disagree with the Mag Avram, left and right. And now I'm disagreeing with the Taz. No problem. Taz is wrong. You go back to the Sugya. You won't find, Rabosai, a single Gemara that will give this as an example of being metaltel something directly l'tzarech davar hamutter. Where did you have it? Tiltul minatzad tzarech davar hamutter? By tznon. You're pulling out the radish, and incidentally, the dirt is falling away. But directly, as a chutzpah, that you could just be metaltel the muktzah directly? He says, yeah, if you will, in my words. This is a yoda arichta. This is your, it's an extension of your hand. It's not, and what you're doing is intentionally moving this thing directly. If it's incidental, says the Chazon Ish, that's going to be mutter. That's the heter of kash, and that's the heter of tznon. But if you're moving it directly, that's going to be aser. I'll stop over here because this is a beautiful, beautiful machlokas. If there are any clarifications that are needed, please fire away because this is such a beautiful sugya and it's so lemaisa. Yeah, go ahead.
Is the Chazon Ish's tana? Because I think we've already said two things. The Chazon Ish's tana, they're using a knife, which is a yada arishta.
He doesn't say that.
That you're moving. I don't. What's the problem?
My tiny yada arishta, I believe in. Fits into the Chazon Ish, but that's not
what. Okay, fine. But what's the Chazon Ish's?
The Chazon Ish's time is as follows: the only time tiltul minatzad is going to be mutter is when the davar hamukta is going to move incidentally.
What about the Evan al Piachavis?
What's that?
The Evan al Piachavis. Excuse me. Yeah, the mos al car.
Mos.
Think you're allowed to move the mos off the car because you want the car. Yeah. So here you want the table.
I'm not following the kasha. Right. Let's deal with the.
That's exactly right. You want to move the table. That's why you said, yeah, you could shake the table until it comes off,
but you can't push the crumbs away.
You're pushing it directly. You're
pushing the money off the contract. So the problem
is the direct. The direct.
What does it mean, the direct? It's not incidental, but it's also not incidental when there's money on the pillow. That's not incidental.
Yeah. No, but I'm moving both of them. I'm moving both of them together.
You're acting as what you want.
Here, right, exactly. If you'd be pushing the table and pushing the atzamos, then that would be mutter. Here, you're acting directly on the atzamos. In contrast to the car, you're acting directly on the car. In contrast to the snow, you're acting directly onto the snow. You'll hammer it out. I think it's beautiful.
Can I ask one other clarification?
Absolutely.
Sure. Why did Rebbe say that you have to carry the tablecloth with some of the food, which is not moksa? Why can't all the food on the tablecloth be moksa?
What's that?
You're asking.
Well, I mean, I was thinking of the example of the chavis and the evan. That the chavis, you're being metaltal the yayin with the evan. So you're asking.
Tiltum and atzar. You're holding a davar.
No, but l'chura, then you're doing a letzar of davar aser. No.
I thought you're doing the tablecloth is clean. No.
Okay. What I was doing is I was creating letzar of davar mutar by putting other food there,
okay.
But in a chanami, you're right that if you're doing it with tzorech to the cleaning of the tablecloth, so then in such a case, and I was thinking of let's say a disposable tablecloth that you're going to throw out and so on. That's enough. But you're right if you're doing it because you want to clean the tablecloth, then that would be enough to create tzorech davar mutar. I wasn't thinking about being matir the tablecloth. I was trying to create another davar mutar. So we just created two different davar mutars. But your point is correct. Yeah.
If the sakin is a yara, we have to organic of agree that it's not so. It doesn't permit you to take your hand.
Right, right. So, when I said Yada Richta, what I mean is that you're acting directly on the Dvar Muktza. That's what I was trying to emphasize, that you're acting directly on the Dvar Muktza. So this is the Chazon Ish's objection. What about Halacha L'maisa? So the world follows the Mishnah Brura and the Taz, not the Chazon Ish. In fact, if you take a look, the strangest of all things in the Dirshu that led me to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And that is, if you take a look at the Dirshu 120, that's on the next page, 120, they quote the Chazon Ish as disagreeing, as we have over here. And the second paragraph, he says, Omnam lemaisa hora Chazon Ish, shemuter lahasir psalos meshulchan ayidei matlis. That the Chazon Ish was matir, cleaning off the table with a shmata. A matlis is a form of a shmata. So I was extremely perturbed that on the one hand, one of the most glorious shitas of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish wasn't the Briska Rosh Yeshiva that was developing a shita, and then Lamaisa did something different because it's not a shita Yipatskin like. This Chazon Ish, it seems to me clearly that Yipatskin is this way. Yet, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita testifies that the Chazon Ish was matir to take off with a shmata. It bothered me for a long time. So I think there's an error in the Dirshu based on, I was zocha to be one of the perks of working for Nativ Aryeh is we used to go into Reb Chaim Kanievsky every year. So I have quite a few geshmata anecdotes from that period of time, but one time I asked him about this, and it seems to me that they misunderstood Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He answered me, and he said that it was a graf shel ri'i. Graf shel ri'i is going to take us to topic number 3. So it's not that the Chazon Ish told them that you could directly move your muktzah item with the shmata, because in Hanami that should be aser. But here we're talking about where it was a graf shel ri'i. And it's mutter. So when it says Omnam Lamaisa Hora Chazon Ish, it doesn't mean that the Chazon Ish was chozer on that psak. It doesn't add up. Rather, what he meant to say was what Reb Chaim Kanievsky meant to say in the Sefer Tanmi Dekra is the Chazon Ish was matir because in that case it's a graf shel re'i. If one does not say it that way, then it's really, really strange the nature of the heter. Okay. Let's continue on a little bit in terms of that samos the ochel in general. Let's talk about basar chai. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, we have the halacha of raw meat. The halacha of raw meat appears not next to the atzamos, but I thought it made sense. It appears in Lamed Aleph. But I figured we should talk about foods that become muktzah in one category, even though we're jumping around a little bit. The Mechaber says, based on the Gemara, on Kuf Chavtes, Basar Chai. If you have raw meat, afilu tafel she'en menuach klal, even if it is entirely raw and it hasn't been salted at all, mutter letaltala, one is allowed to move it, mishum dechazi l'umtza, because one could chew. In those days, people would chew raw meat. The Mishnah Brura says, what about the Yisr Dam? So he says, the halacha is that when the meat is raw in Yoredeya, the halacha is for raw meat, all you have to do is wash it off, and it doesn't need melicha. And therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. He then quotes a Mag Avram and said, differentiates between different types of meat. There was some type of meat that people would chew raw in those days, and some meat that people would not chew raw. Now, Rabosai, this comes up all the time. No one is chewing raw meat, and your cholent is well done, and so on and so forth, but where does it come up all the time? The freezer. You have frozen meat in the freezer, and you want to move that meat. If that's muktzah machlus gufo, then you're going to be stuck. You're really, really going to be stuck. So maybe thankfully we have the Mishnah Brura's L'Tzarech Davar HaMutter from the Taz, that you could use a pole to push it. That might be an Eitzah. Or if you stand on a ladder and you use your foot to move it, then as well, that would be acceptable according to the Magen Avram. But at the end of the day, is there another way out? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, So let's start again. According to the Mechaber, it wouldn't be a problem. It's Chazi L'Umtza. The question is that today people don't chew meat. And that's exactly the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, the psak of the Igros Moshe. If you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Katan Nun Ches, towards the end, the Aruch HaShulchan appears on page 231, towards the end of Nun Ches. He says, as a Davar Pashut, that today it's going to be different. Because today no one chews it. Vimkein, Iyav Shalonu Lamar al Biru Bekavanasa Miladina. Miladina, 6 lines from the top on page 231. Lidi Dun, Kol Basar Chai Muktzahu, De'enanu Ochlin Basar Chai Klal. We don't eat Basar Chai at all. And therefore, he says, Halacha is that it's going to be Muktzah. Similarly, if you take a look at Ramosha in Chelek Hay of the Igros Moshe, there are a few psakim on that page that I photocopied that are relevant to some of the shailas that we spoke about today. Where is it? The Igros Moshe is on the other side of the Aruch HaShulchan. He was asked in regards to raw meat in Ostes. Kiva, and in response, Kiva de ena derech lochus basar chai v'chein havelei mukza. There should be no reason why it would not be Muktza. This is also the Psak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Yud Aleph Ha'arachaf. However, Rav Nissim Karelitz, which I think might be Lashitaso, is Mekel. Rav Nissim Karelitz is in the Chut Shani. They have a Refuah Shalema. He's in the Chut Shani on the other side of the Dirshu, and he says, he quotes a Taz. He summarizes the Sugya, as you saw in the Beis Yosef and in the Shulchan Aruch. In Os Aleph, he says, "Ubetaz kasa b'had the basar chay ein muktzah mishum dechazel umtza dahainu laachlo chay af sheinu meluach." The sagi b'masha basar roy lemeichel. The Taz says, "Wait a second, who would eat meat that's not salted? It seems like it was very uncommon for people to even chew the meat that was unsalted." He says, "As long as it's roy lemeichel, kadesh lo yelov shein muktzah." Even though the derech is not to eat it without any salt. In other words, it sounds like, I mean, it's like those of us who as kids watch the old-time baseball players chewing tobacco. Like, why would a baseball player want to, why would Lenny Dykstra want to chew that stuff? But at the end of the day, anybody got the reference? I feel alone. But anyhow, but at the... at the end of the day, so the Taz says that even though we wouldn't understand why someone would want to eat it, since it is eatable, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that would be not mukse. He concludes, Ulfiza af bismanenu. As long as it's roy lekach, that's going to be enough. When he is daiti, that's the chutshani lishitasa in the other place as well. So there is a posek that one could rely on. However, lichatchil the minhag ha'olam, I think the minhag ha'poskim is to be choshesh for the Aruch HaShulchan, Ramesha, Mishlam Mezalman, etc., that to consider it mukse. So keep that in mind when setting up your freezer before Shabbos, then that would be accepted. That one should be careful to keep the muksa machnas kufa away. But again, it's important to know that terem of the Mishnah Berurah of Tiltul Menatzad at Sarach Darei Mutter, to be able to push it with a pole or something like that would be an answer. Yeah.
Oh, so we're discussing the recent measures. So nowadays, I mean, in the last 20 years, people now eat all kinds of things that they didn't eat, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
Including raw meat.
People
raw beef is like a thing now. Is that sometimes you buy, they call it carpaccio, but it's like,
so we're just going preparation. We're just going back to Talmudic times. That's
right. So, but dafka is specific cuts. Like you would only do this with very lean.
Right.
So we saw in the Magen Avraham who's machalik between types of animal. The question is there rudi machalik right now? It's a normal food nowadays, but they only do it with certain cuts.
Right.
Does that mean that other cuts of the same animal still are mukta?
So it's going to be totally again. So first of all, Rabben saying something, I'm still stuck in Lenny Dykstra, so I'm not holding today. So Rabben tells me something I didn't know, and that is that at the end of the day, there are, as of today, there are meats that are chewed. So those meats that are chewed today, that's common for people to chew. So then in such a case, it would seem to me that the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos would all be makel. You're asking about those meats that people don't chew. So then I think it would be the Chutshani against the rest of the world. But the Chutshani would say, Rav Karelis would say that's not, and everybody else, not Mukz, and everybody else would say that it is.
Even though the Magen Avraham is a little high between species.
I think so. I think that one would still be mechalik between the different types of cuts. I mentioned in the past, a long time ago, Rav Nevinzal by Borer of different types of meat, that he had a sugya and krisus that it differentiates between different cuts of meat. So l'chura, that would apply. Rabosai, should we go for Graf Shel Re'i, or should we leave for Monday? Any votes? Monday? I need a vote. I need an opinion.
Rizal and I discussed it. We thought that Graf Shel Re'i would only be for Monday. That's what we.
Oh, that was you expected. I can't have too much Rachmanis on. But you're entitled to a vote. The Chol Pach is entitled to a vote. Rachmanis I can't have. But okay, so let's go for Graf Shel Re'i. So Gemara and Beitza on Daf Lamid Vav Amid Beis tells us the following. This is the last of the Roman numerals for today. Mara tells us, Amar Shmuel, Graf Shel Re'i v'abit shel meme raglayim mutar lotzien la'ashpa. A Graf Shel Re'i is allowed to be taken out to the garbage. Why? The Graf Shel Re'i, if it's full of feces, it's clearly going to be muktzah. So this is a dispensation that Chazal had in regards to Kavod Abrios, that for Kavod Abrios you would be allowed to be metaltel muktzah. First in Lomdus, I would like to present a few Marim Komos in Poskim. We don't have in Shir, we tend to do the Lomdus even within the Poskim, not in the Rishonim, but I bet if one was Amal in the Rishonim that one would find this as well, that when it comes to the Heter of Tultul Graf Shel Re'i, it's what I would call Dechuya and not Hutra. It's not the pshat, like if when you have a kli shemalachto l'iser. The halacha is, when you have a kli shemalachto l'iser, you're allowed to move it l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech mekomo. No one is going to tell you, when it comes to a kli shemalachto l'iser, that you have to bring another chair in. If you want to sit in this chair, so then in such a case, you're allowed to move the hammer l'tzarech mekomo. That's it. You don't need to create situations, think of situations, or for that matter, do you need to call a goy? to move letzarach gufa letzarach nekama. As far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know of any makar that says that lechatchila you need to call a goy letzarach gufa letzarach nekama. However, if you take a look in the Mishnah Bura in Sifkatan Ayin Vav, we're going to see that in not every instance are we matir total graf shel re'i, and it's what I would call a heter of dechuya as opposed to hutra. For example, Mishnah Bura in Ayin Vav says umashman b'magen Avram the davkim loya kotz munach shamer Shabbos dim lokein loya hayulol l'sal kner Shabbos. The only time that we're going to have the heter of being metaltal, there we're talking about a chash of hezek bo rabim, which I think is similar to the heter of graf shel re'i. I'll explain shortly. The Magen Avraham says it's only in an instance where you weren't able to move it before Shabbos. However, if you were able to move it before Shabbos, you're not going to have the heter. And similarly, the poskim point out in regards to graf shel re'i. So you have the sheet of the Magen Avraham that says the only time you're going to be allowed to be metaltal dvar muksa, it's going to be mazik, is if it wasn't there before Shabbos. If it was there before Shabbos, you should have been metaltal it beforehand. Similarly, take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. This should be in the same Aruch HaShulchan. In Sifkatan Samach, he limits the heter of graf shel re'i. And he says as follows, in Sifkatan Samach Aleph, V'yesh le'estapek, B'graf shel re'i, K'sh'oysa me'erev Shabbos, V'yochol en'akosa me'bod yom, She'yeda she'yitztarech la'yishev sham b'Shabbos, V'mlo nikim b'od yom, Im'mutl en'akosa, Mashma le'edya davke she'gnimsa b'Shabbos. Just like the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to the heter being moving the Dover HaMazik, it's not that it's l'chatchila you're allowed to do it. So too, when it comes to graf shel re'i, if you knew about it, that it's there, then we won't give you the heter. Because the heter is only that it's muktzah. You hear the lumnus rabbosai? It's muktzah. It's tiltul muktzah. It's muktzah, it's tiltul muktzah. It's only that it's mutter l'kavod abrios. So when do you have the heter of l'kavod abrios? When do you have the heter of the mazik? That's in a case of where you couldn't have done anything before Shabbos. But if you could have done it before Shabbos, then the halacha is going to be different. Similarly, let's see if we have this in our booklet photocopied. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Ha'ara Kuf Yud Aleph. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. It is in the booklet. It's right before the Aruch HaShulchan. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, if you have two ways that you can move a graf shel re'i, you can move a graf shel re'i directly, or you can move the graf shel re'i with tiltul min atzad, so then the halacha is that you have to do with tiltul min atzad. In other words, did anybody say that by Letzarach Mekomo? That you should do it with your foot? No one says that. Why? Because that's not the gzeres tiltul. Here, it's dechuya, it's not hutra. It's dechuya that if you're stuck with kvod abrios, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Similarly, Ramesha in the tshuva, just one second, Ramesha in the tshuva on that page that we have photocopied with those many tshuvas from Chelek Hay in Os Yud Gimel. What does Ramesha say about this? Os Yud Gimel. Im yesh lino kidas hataz legabi silu klipun ushar dvar me'al ha'shulchan b'makom sheyuchal ligora yidei sakin v'lo yitztarech lagia leheter tiltul the graf shel re'i mutav shigra de sakin. What happens? Ramesha was asked the following shayla. What happens if you have food that's over here, which is muktza? Now, when people keep on eating, so then it'll become a graf shel re'i, it'll become disgusting. There's a difference between one bone. It's an afkamina, right? In my days, it was still in the Heights. Duggies. Does Duggies still exist?
No, in the Heights.
Not in the Heights, but Duggies exist. So it's a nafkamina when you have somebody ate one wing and two wings, and then when you had 10 guys that were eating wings together, getting nods of, I feel bad you don't know Lenny Dykstra, but at least this year you recognize. So at the end of the day, so the first case is what that is That is not a graf shorini. That's not mukta. Those are tzamos if they don't have marrow inside. So those are going to be mukta. However, if you have a bunch of them, then it's going to be graf shorini. So says Ramosha. Ramosha understood that he was asked the following shayla. Is it better to be metaltal min atzad, the two bones, or wait till it becomes a graf shorini? So Ramosha says, no. Do tiltal min atzad on the mukta beforehand. Don't rely on the heter of graf shorii. So again, Ramesha is saying that the heter of graf shorii is the most dechuya of all of the heterim that we have in mukta. So it is interesting because the poskim do expand a lot in graf shorii. A graf shorii is mamish disgusting. It's a bedpan with feces. Nevertheless, the poskim do extend graf shorii to other instances as well. But keep in mind that even the heter, what I'm trying to emphasize in Lamdus, is that even the heter of graf shel ri'i is a dechuya shebe dechuya. Even in the case where it's mamish a graf shel ri'i, nevertheless it's a dechuya and it's not a lechatchila, which of course fits into the shasugi itself, that the Gemara itself says ein osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila. You're not allowed to create a graf shel ri'i lechatchila. Why? Because graf shel ri'i is not a hutra, rather it's a dechuya. So the Gemara itself is just brings out what we saw from those poskim. Speaking of which, so let's talk about this halacha. So you have a heter of graf shel ri'i, and that heter of graf shel ri'i is on the books lamed vav amabez. We always try to see it in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look and see how it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif lamedalid. Kol dover metunaf, anything that is disgusting. By the way, notice over here, we're in the opening words of the Mechaber, we're already getting an expansion on graf shel ri'i. The Gemara's examples of, some of the Gemara's examples of graf shel ri'i are just the case of the graf, which is a bedpan for feces, and then there's avit, which is a bedpan for urine. So one might have argued that it only applies to those instances. But notice the opening words of Mechaber. Kol davar metunaf, anything that's disgusting. So kagon, notice, ri'i. So ri'i is a type of feces. V'ki. Ki is vomit. V'tsoa. Bein shal adam, bein shal tarna golem kiyotze behem. Imu b'chatzer shiyoshev ba mutu lo'otziyam la'ashma l'beis ha'kisei. V'afilu below kli. You don't even need to do tiltul min atzad. Etc., etc., etc. You know what? The etc., let's read inside. But if he's in a courtyard where no one lives there, then you're not allowed to take it out because it's only if it disturbs you. And if you're afraid that the child's going to come in contact with it, then you're allowed to turn a kli over on top of it. Mirtzei Hashem, next time, we'll give some Mar Mekomos about how expansive Kol Dover Metunaf is. How expansive is Kol Davar Metunaf? If the smallest thing that bothers you, automatically consider Kol Davar Metunaf. But here we already see that it's not only the Avit Shel Meiraglayim, not only the Graf Shel Re'i. We see Kol Davar Metunaf, which already includes Vamit. Now we already have another Gemara that seems to support the idea that Graf Shel Re'i is not only something as extreme as feces and urine. If you take a look in Daf Chaf Aleph Amabez in Meseches Beitza, it's not in Chaf Aleph Amabez, it's in Shabbos. No, I'm referring to a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, on the end of Perek Notel, on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara discusses the way in which Rav Sheshes dealt with eating seeds that had a shell. So Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, this is the way Perek Notel concludes, Rav Sheshes zarek lehu belishne. He threw it away with his tongue. Rav Papa zarek lehu achore amita. And Rav Papa threw it behind the bed that he was sitting. So what is this graf shel ri'i? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says five lines from the bottom. On Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Tzovrin Lefanav, they would have these seeds pile up in front of them. Kisha ochel hatmarim, when they were eating dates, so it's not seeds but dates. Ad shenim osos be'enav, v'notan also mipnei mipanav, kigraf shel ri'i, they took it from in front of them, v'nosan le'be'ema. So first of all, you see beferish from this Gemara, the graf shel ri'i doesn't only apply to those, literally the graf, but it will also apply to dates and the leftover pits. Now the Gemara here asks, v'chi osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila. The Gemara says, wait a second, how were they able to evoke the heter of graf shel ri'i? You're not allowed to make a graf shel ri'i lechatchila. And that's where the Gemara says, well, they didn't really make it into a graf shel ri'i lechatchila. Why? Because they put it on the side immediately. They threw it me'achore hamita. So, here we have the following shaila. The Dirshu talks about it explicitly. How and if and what way is one allowed to shell nuts today? Would one be allowed to shell nuts and create a graf shel ri'i? When you see a pile of empty sunflower seeds, that's disgusting. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said they didn't make a graf shel ri'i. What were they careful to do? They were careful to throw a me'achore amita. Because if you're not allowed to make a graf shel ri'i in front of you. So first, I think what's not well publicized is a beferish shita mikubetzes. So, you know, before we see the shita mikubetzes, let's just see this psak about ein osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Lamed Vav, the Mechaber says, ein osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila, you're not allowed to make a graf shel ri'i lechatchila, dainu lahavi davar she'asad lima'oz, you're not allowed to bring something that's going to eventually become ma'us, kidei lohotzio likishim ma'is, and say that you're going to want to take it out when it becomes ma'us. Vim aver v'asol muter lohotzio. And if you do it, it's going to be asur. The Gemara gives an example, but the Gemara says that there was one of the Amorayim had his millstone was becoming ruined by rain. And so what he did was, he took his bed, and he moved his bed next to the millstone to make it graf shel ri'i. So Gemara says, you can't do that. At the end of the day, that's being osa graf shel ri'i lechatchila. So similarly, we have a question, how are you allowed to pile up wings? How are you allowed to pile up shells, if at the end of the day, that would be osa graf shel ri'i lechatchila? So I think the best answer is a shita mikubetzes. The shita mikubetzes is in our booklet on daf chav aleph on the beis in Beitza, where the Gemara also uses the expression v'chi osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila. It's the second to last page in the booklet. He says v'chi osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila pirush shelo letzorech avol letzorech kegon zrikas klipin v'atzamos lefanenu b'sha shanu ochlin muter v'afil lechatchila. So this would be the heter, leaving aside midos, what is the best way to eat wings in terms of derech eretz, but at the end of the day, there would not be a problem according to the shita mikubetzes if that's the derech hamakubal to eat. Derech hamakubal is to eat, is to pile these things up. So then in such case, even though you know that you're creating this graf shel ri'i, and we pointed out that the heter of graf shel ri'i is only a din lechatchila, excuse me, it's only dechuya, and you're not allowed to make it lechatchila. Nevertheless, if it's derech achila, so then in such a case, that's not going to be a problem at all. Lanias daiti, that is the best heter, that any time that it's derech achila, it's going to be mutter. Which would mean, though, that if the derech is not to pile up all those sunflower seeds, so let's say the derech would be to put it all into one plastic cup, and then to throw it out, and not to make large piles, then one should try not to do that. If there are two ways of eating sunflower seeds, then it would seem to me that one should do it in the manner that's not going to create el graf shel ri'i. Finally, Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer Shlus Yitzchak on page Kuf Tes Vav as saying the following. The Gemara we mentioned is that the way they solved the problem, ein osin graf shel ri'i lechatchila, is that they didn't make the graf shel ri'i, but they threw it on the floor. Now, in those days, there was no problem with throwing on the floor, because tamarim were organic. they were foods. What happens if you take a food and you throw it onto a dirt floor? Very quickly, it disappears into the floor itself. Much more natural way of living. So in those days, you could have thrown your food on the floor and your mother wouldn't complain that you were doing anything. That was normal. It was you know, yisodome ofer, visofala ofer. That was which was organic. Started off from the ground, then it goes back to the ground. However, and therefore, therefore, that's what the Amoraim did. They didn't do a graf shuri. What they did is they just immediately disposed of it by just putting it back onto the ground. Says Rav Yashiv, but that was, the Gemara only says it in those cases when it was normal to put it back onto the ground. If, however, it's not normal to put it onto the ground, and the normal thing is for you to stack it up, so then, once again, you're going to have the heter that we mentioned that's akin to the Shita Mikubetzes. What Rav Yashiv is saying is a little different than the Shita Mikubetzes. Shita Mikubetzes says that anything that's derech achila is going to be mutter. Rav Yashiv says if you're stuck and there's no other way to do it, then that's not going to be considered a problem of graf shori'i lechatchila. Ach, in Dibra Maskel v'shamati. Ach, in Gam Karka achorav yimasu alav, u'kumo sh'ragil atzlenu, oz rishay lehashlech haklipos gam lefanav, de mali graf lachorav, mali graf lefanav. In such a case, it's going to be permissible. So there, it is a well-known discussion that there are some who are machmir about not eating seeds, because the problem of graf shori'i, it's clear that one could be mekel either based on the shita mikubetzes, and a slightly different girsa is Rav Yashiv's heter that the Gemara's chumrah doesn't apply because they were able to take it and throw it back to the ground. You should take a look. I didn't photocopy for you that Gemara, so you should take a look at that interesting the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah.
If he's thinking of the Gemara is the dirt floor, is there a problem with the rat?
It must be that it was an area that it wouldn't grow at all. Now the question is, I said something about the Gemara that's not mafurish. What I said was that they threw the seeds onto the floor. The Rashi and the Gemara don't say that. It just says that they threw. No. They do say no. It is garin shel tamara. Tamara vehem lebehem. The Gemara does say. The Gemara does say seeds. So you're asking, what about the chashash of zareya? Kanireh there was no chashash of zareya, unless. But maybe in Yavin, it would get involved with the lumdus of putting a seed into the ground, which won't root on Shabbos. You have machlokes Rashash and Avni Nezer. That would be a very interesting riot. Wow, we backed into an interesting riot. Yafeh. Okay, Rabbi Osai.
The only corner that you can really up. We don't have. We can say that right. This place had it for. We don't have to say that.
Right. That's interesting. It would be interesting. It never dawned on me. So there was a reason why I said seeds, because the Gemara earlier does say that we're talking about garinim that were eaten by the behemoth. Yes, sir.
Very often nowadays we eat on plates, and we even for eating wings, we'll put it on the side of the plate.
Right.
So to throw the wings away, we'd be picking up the plate and
very good.
Fall up into the garbage, and then putting the plate in the sink or something.
Right.
So would that be utilizing?
So let's cheshbon it. So if you want to, if it's tiltul minat sad letzarif davar mutter that you want to clean off the plate, so then in such a case that would be mutter, because if it was,
but you don't even have to think twice there.
Right. And the only problem would be if it's a disposable plate. So the question then it'll be a little more complicated. Although at the end of the day. At the end of the day, there you still want it for it to clean off the table. Does tiltul min atzad letzarif davar hamutter, and that would be lechura. That lechura would be mutter as well. So you're right that most instances that people are eating, they're not putting it during that it gets up on
the plate.
Right. In Israel, it is common for people to pile up directly onto the thing. But Rav David's pointing out that. Our etiquette counselor is pointing out that at the end of the day, that there's actually, what Dov is pointing out is that there's a simple halachic solution to this problem, and that is if you put the things that will be halachically graf shori'i on another utensil, then l'chura takes care of the problem. L'chura. Yeah, it seems to make sense. Okay, Rabosai, Mirza Hashem will wrap up just to discuss practical things about Graf Shel Re'i, what qualifies today. It does come up in terms of Halacha Ma'aseh, in terms of taking out the garbage. So I didn't photocopy those Bar Mekomos yet. So that we'll do in Mirza Hashem Monday, and we will do the Sugya of Basis L'davar Ha'asar. Mirza Hashem will do the Sugya of Basis. And I think that we've really gotten through almost all the important B'siyata D'Shmaya. We've gone through almost all the important klalim of Muktzeh. So it is possible that we might be done already in terms of the Shiurim, in terms of on Monday. If anybody could think of things that they think is important for us still to do in Shiur, there's definitely a lot more. There's a lot more simanim. We did the most critical sifim in Shin Yud. Ah, I know what we didn't do, but we'll do it in Basis. The sugya of pockets and Dabra Mutas sitting inside that, but Mirza Hashem will do that in the sugya of buses. So there is, we've gone through almost everything important in Shin Ches. We haven't done touched on Shin Tes. We did a lot of things that were important in Shin Yud. So the Siyata Deshvayi, I think we've done most of the important things. Yes?
Is that like
Shin Ches
or
right, Totul Me'atzad is always, Totul Me'atzad is going to be one to eat for a Dvar Mutsa.
So, the Mishabriya
would
furnish that you could take it, you know,
that. For sure.
Meaning without
the Mutsa. Does he say that as Lekat Tzula?